Rich people are putting money into Trump accounts to get children to invest. Here is a summary. The Trump accounts are accounts where the government puts $1,000 on and parents can put in up to $5,000. Rich entrepreneurs and entertainers are putting money into the accounts of children in poorer neighborhoods or their fans. Financial advisors say it is better for parents to use the existing 529 investment account first. Investment accounts for children born during Trump's second presidential term can expect financial support from companies and billionaires. There is also criticism. There is already an investment account that is more tax efficient. A proud Donald Trump did something unique in June. From the Oval Office, the president pressed both the opening bell of the NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange. The reason was the launch of a new investment account for children, which, of course, is named after him. The basis for those Trump accounts is simple. Parents of children born between 2025 and 2028 can create an investment account for their son or daughter. The federal government then puts $1,000 in. In addition, parents and relatives can put in money annually. That is tax deductible, up to a maximum of $5,000 per year. Companies are also participating. Several large companies announced in the past months that they will also contribute by putting a yearly amount on the accounts of the children of their employees. Among them are IBM, Goldman Sachs, and Chipotle. After American Airlines announced on August 31 that it would contribute, its competitor Delta announced 2 days later that it would also contribute for $1,000 per child. The money is invested in broad index funds, ETFs, which mainly invest in stocks on the American market. The standard option is the SPIM ETF of State Street, which follows the broad American index S&P 50. Robinhood, a new brokerage that is especially popular among day traders, manages the accounts. The choice must be gradually expanded to a number of other brokers and a number of other ETFs, which either follow the S&P 50 or the broader American stock market, and thus also smaller publicly traded companies, business people, and pop stars. In addition to the money that the federal government, parents, and companies put into the plan, a few wealthy individuals also contribute. So Michael Dell, who became wealthy with the computer manufacturer of the same name, together with his wife Susan Dell, put $6.25 billion into the plan. Money goes into the investment accounts of children living in a zip code where the income is lower than average. Each account in such an area gets an extra $250. Ray Dalio, founder of the hedge fund Bridgewater Associates, gives $150 per child for Trump accounts in zip codes with lower incomes in Connecticut, the home state of Bridgewater. Sunno, pop star Nicki Minaj, who was previously extremely critical of Trump, but in the past year has expressed her support for him many times, has promised to contribute $150 to the accounts of children of her fans. Political climate shifts. The fact that billionaires are participating in the project has a few reasons. According to economist Alison Schreger, who works as a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute think tank, it may be because the wealthy feel that the political climate is changing. The rich are becoming very nervous about the anger directed at them, she says in a roundtable discussion with journalists, including referring to the murder of insurance director Brian Thompson in 2024 in Manhattan. This is an alternative to philanthropy by simply giving money directly. Another reason is that the project is a pet project of Trump, and that people like Dalio and Dell would like to get a good foot in the door with the president. That they do it through philanthropy, it earns the billionaires less criticism than, for example, by contributing to the ballroom that the president wants to build in the White House. Alternative investment account. Although the plan, according to Schreger, can be a way to address wealth inequality in the United States, it also receives a lot of criticism. Parents could already have an investment account with tax benefits for their children, the so-called 529 account. That offers more flexibility, because the money that is invested through such an account can be used for a wide range of education-related expenses. Also, the money from that account can be withdrawn in times of economic hardship. Financial advisors advise, however, to definitely open a Trump account. It is $1,000 worth of free money. But parents are better off putting the maximum deductible amount, be $38,000, into the 529 account first, before putting money into the Trump accounts. That way, they are only advantageous to wealthy Americans. Americans love to invest. Americans invest much more than Dutch people. Opinion pollster Gallup calculated in 2025 that 62% of American households have investments where they have control over, such as an investment account or a pension savings account. In the Netherlands, only 25% of households invest, which is also relatively low within Europe. Part of this is due to the relatively large assets within pension funds, which take over saving for retirement, but also plays a role that Dutch people save much more money on their savings account. It costs the government $15 billion. Another criticism point is the money that the plan costs the federal government, both through the $1,000 per child that is put into it, and through the lost tax revenues. The Congressional Budget Office, the independent accountant of Congress, estimates that the Trump accounts will cost the government about $15 billion over the next 10 years. That is enough to fund the accounts for children born until the end of Trump's second presidential term. The plan, which is part of the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill, the tax law that Trump passed last year, is clearly popular. 7 million accounts have already been opened, as Robinhood CEO Vlad Tenev reported at the presentation of his second quarter figures. At that time, $1.5 billion were on the accounts. According to the American Ministry of Finance, 86% of the participants in the Trump accounts come from families with an annual income of less than $20,000. Good news for Robinhood, which manages the Trump accounts, benefits significantly from the extra accounts that the company receives. According to analysts at the financial bank Jefferies, the accounts earned the bank in the second quarter approximately $50 million in revenue. The broker became known during the pandemic as an app that turned investing into a kind of casino and stimulated frequent trading. Now it is trying to get closer to its larger competitors, such as Schwab and Interactive Brokers, by also offering pension accounts, the type of long-term investing that stands in stark contrast to the screens full of confetti that it used to celebrate profitable transactions. Bringing in children, who will already have a bond with Robinhood before they are adults, could provide the company with loyal new customers. Democrat Newsom does not agree. By connecting the plan so clearly to his name, Trump seems to have ensured that the plan will be sabotaged as soon as he leaves the political stage. Nonetheless, Democratic politicians do not express themselves outright negatively about the plan. Gavin Newsom, the governor of the state of California, called the investment accounts one of the best things Trump has ever done.